special town board meeting to order on Tuesday, November 27th at 10 a.m. Members of the board are present, with the exception of Chris. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
I guess that's down to me. I would move that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number six, presentation of new Fire Hall Station One addition. Noted on here that no action will be taken by the board, but we're here with Glenn Morrison of Architectural North, who's done some preliminary work for us. And I'll turn it over to Glenn and/or Tom if he'd like to chime in.
I'll chime in for just for a minute. We've actually been working on this since like 2012. Not with Glenn, but with our committee up there. The station, existing station, since it was built, is totally out of room. We can't do any practices or anything in it. The trucks have gotten bigger and bigger in the last 33 years or 32 years since it was built. And it wasn't really designed for the size of vehicles that we have now. And there's nothing we can do.
And that's no fault of our own. They just got bigger.
They've just gotten bigger and bigger. Yeah. We haven't bought bigger and bigger. It's just what you can get.
Because even like with the ambulances, those were originally, you know, van type.
Right.
Ambulances, and you can't even buy those anymore. Now you wind up having to go with the box type, and they can't fit in the doors.
They don't fit in the doors, and ceiling height is low, and length is bad. Well, we're actually, I know we're in violation of some fire codes up there for exits and stuff, because stuff is jammed in there so tight.
Okay.
Want me to say something?
Go ahead, straighten us out.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. First of all, when you're in the existing, you're walking this way between stuff because it's so tight. The object was to get some more room, get some more bays and larger doors. The site is kind of a weird site, and I put the addition here cockeyed to the other building just so we could have some views from the drivers when they come out of the barn. My original study was a straight addition, and views were terrible. We were looking for accidents. So I cranked it around. It's roughly the same area. The addition is about 8,500 feet. The existing building is, I've got 5,068, not including the old wood building. I don't know if there's anything we can do with that building, except use it for some kind of storage. The plan at this point is to tear the roof off of the training room and put a second floor over it. And the second floor would end up looking like this. Would extend out over the new toilet rooms and give the additional training space, a couple of toilets, and some additional storage if they wanted to use that for more storage. We're a little bit short if you get any longer trucks on the apron. But right now, most of your trucks are about, what, 30 feet, 30?
Yeah.
And we've got about almost 40 feet, so we're safe there. I don't know, any questions?
So this is that one over on County F?
That's the site.
No, this is right downtown here.
Right downtown, yeah. This is County D coming around.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it'll be coming out onto that sweeping curve that's there. It's right now.
Across from the flame?
It's facing, the new addition would be facing kind of right at the library or the parking lot from the library.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The library.
Okay, okay.
It's looking down on that park.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, okay.
That's on D, coming out on D.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Where's the original footprint? I can't see that from here.
The original footprint is this line right here is the end of it. So everything here is new.
Okay, so it looks out toward the park.
The new addition part would be primarily just a big room.
It's a big room. Basically, yeah, we do have new toilet rooms.
Mm-hmm.
A new additional, because the toilet rooms are really based on the area of the building.
Yeah.
Not the number of people. And then we've got a hazmat shower, which is now one of the things that the state's required.
Yep.
And then what we're doing is we're pushing the kitchen back to get a little bit more room in the training area. So the kitchen is also in the entire area.
Mm-hmm.
When we toured that new one in Minocqua, they had a classroom training thing. Because he said, in some cases it's bookwork thing. It's not physical training. So is there, and that room could be converted back and forth or something.
Yeah,
my God.
Yeah. Well, we basically have the same thing. Much smaller than Minocqua. We have a training room here.
Okay.
And we'll also be able to utilize this space for training.
Oh, the one that's going up. Yeah. Okay. Okay. They can be converted like classroom thing, you're saying.
Sure.
Okay.
It's less than 3,000 square feet, so we don't have to have an elevator.
Oh.
And if it's 3,000 feet, then I'm going to have to put an elevator up there, but we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. Except he may want to use it.
So the old footprint has four bays?
The old footprint had four bays, that's correct.
And we're putting in 6 new
six.
Ones? What are we going to fill them? We'll have, 10 bays then? What do we put
we'll
in
have
it?
10 bays, right.
What do we got to put in them?
We got another ambulance we're going to put in there.
So you have three ambulances?
We got two.
One here and one there?
Well, the one down there we're going to be moving uptown. Frown, but I was the only one that was living there. It doesn't pay to have an ambulance where you don't have any people.
I mean to cover.
Yeah, the responders. There's nobody living. It used to be that, Tom was there, Paul Harris was out there. And so they'd be able to man that ambulance relatively fast. Well, now there really isn't anybody living out that direction. They're able to man this ambulance faster and get there. So, if somebody, is on the department and they're living out that direction, we can always move an ambulance back out to F again. That's not a problem.
How old are those ambulances now? I can't remember.
Oh, they're
3 years old.
3 years old.
Is it three?
Oh. And there's another pickup down there, station two, that's jammed in there. We would like to use, but it's just right in there.
When these were first built back in the 70s and 80s, we had one fire truck and one tanker. And really, before that, the fire department was in the back here, and we had one fire truck that came out that side door, and that was it. That's what that big, tall tower is in the back. That's the hose tower for drying the hoses originally. We didn't have a lot of equipment, and then in our ambulance at the time, it was a station wagon, basically. And now the ambulances, like we were saying earlier, they've gotten bigger, and no fault of our own, we can't buy them the smaller types like we used to have. The trucks we've got, what do we got, Tom? We got, in terms of numbers of fire trucks.
Two tankers, two engines, rescue van.
Yeah.
And there's three of them in the old addition there, already old park. Three trucks in there. And then we got the boat and the snowmobile.
Exactly.
For that.
You know, we've had things that have been donated to us, like the boat and the, well, was the snowmobile donated? No, we purchased that.
Purchased.
But, you know, you still, you have to house that thing, those things too, and, you know, just the gear. I mean, it's not, the guys don't carry their gear around in their backseat like they used to. It's now at the station, so.
So how many is gonna be left in that barn once this one is done? How many machines, equipment?
There'd be an engine, a tanker, and that's about it for right now.
Two?
Two.
And this is primarily a wood structure, stick-built. It's not concrete or?
No. No, no. The only wood structure is this one down here.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'd be half tempted to tear it off if we have enough room to replace it. It's.
That's the old, old building.
It's the old, old, old building. And, you know, we have to sprinkle this building. It has to be fire protected. And, you know, that area would have to be fire protected, but it's not heated, is it? So we'd end up, it is heated.
Yeah, there's heat into there.
We just run like Modine heaters, don't we, John, Tom?
That one has that horizontal wall heater that's in the new addition, blowing through the wall. You know, and it's a silly design, but it works.
We only keep it, what, 50 degrees, 50-some degrees in here?
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, if we put sprinklers in it, it's gotta be above freezing, or we're gonna have all kinds of problems.
Well, then you know, you tear that off, then we're gonna have to put another room in there for our air compressor and stuff, because that has to be, that's in the old addition in that back.
Well, I mean, this is your decision, it's not mine.
Well, I mean, we're just gonna have to add something in, some rooms in, because that shouldn't be in by the engines and stuff. It's in a separate room by itself.
Now, I guess for now, look at, since it's there, we'll just keep it there. I guess everybody's question though is cost.
Well, right now, I mean, back when, what, 2 years ago, I had the cost of 1.55, something like that. I ran it again last night with the updated costs, and it came out 1.6 to 1.75. That was the range that it came in, and a lot of that depends on how much work we're gonna do in the old barn. And the cost of material is going crazy. Steel has gone up 11% since the big storm in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And now wood, everything is going up, and now we got the big fires out in California. Construction material is gonna be going out of sight. So, you know, it's really hard for me to tell you what it's gonna cost, but I'm leaning more towards the high side. That would give us a little bit more contingency, put it that way.
It's stick built, wood. Well, the upper part is wood, and the
this building has wood trusses in it.
Wood, yeah.
And this will be steel trusses.
Steel trusses.
Does the current fire barn have a generator?
Yeah.
On demand, or you have to crank it up?
No.
No,
every building in the town has a generator. Both the fire stations and this building.
They're automatic off of the propane tanks that are there.
And we use the fire department. I mean, if we have storms or stuff like that, we open that to the public. We you know, I mean, we're a source of, whether it's warming, it's, you know, 20 below zero, or power outages, or whatever.
Yeah. It's a matter of, in the last 30, 40 years, we've just grown, and, you know, it's beyond what used to be normal equipment.
Well, our vehicles have gotten bigger. I mean, if you take a fire engine, our number one fire engine replaced an older Ford, and it's got to be, what, 3 feet taller, Tom? And it's just unbelievable, the size of everything.
The body is wider, another 2 feet.
Fulfill the standards that are required with the volumes of water.
We need wider doors and higher doors.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have had the meeting there. I could show them what we had to go through.
Yeah, it's...
Park some of the vehicles.
It's tight sometimes. Bob, you got any questions?
No, I think I understand this. It looks like when it's done, it'll all be one building, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It actually, here's the front, and then it connects. This is the existing here, and so it's going to connect to the back here, come off of this corner, and go back out again.
Okay.
Sort of fill that corner there.
It's kind of, yeah, it kind of filling the corner.
So now, power lines and stuff, there's a pretty tangled mess over there.
Yeah, I know, and that's one cost that I have no idea what's going to be, what the power company's going to want for changing all that.
There's a lot of stuff there.
They're going to have to bring it over onto your property over here.
Right, on the other side.
Yeah, the town owns the property across the street where that park is.
Yes, but you also own that much.
Yeah, it's not the whole park.
No, if you extend that line and extend this line, that's...
It's a triangle piece on the other side of the road.
This road was run through your park.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, Highway D is in the wrong spot.
And I'm sure the county's not going to move the road, so...
I doubt it. So, yeah, some of those power poles would have to get moved over to the other side of the road.
There's two poles, there's one right in here someplace, and another one down in here. They would have to be relocated.
Okay.
We do have all the utilities, which is great. We don't have to worry about septics and wells and all that good stuff. There is an easement down here that, I think there's sewer lines there.
Yeah, there's a sewer line that runs down that old alleyway. It runs back behind what used to be Hanser's and...
Yeah.
I don't think there's any water back there. I think it's just sewer. I think the water is out for that, is out in the street.
It's out in here.
Yeah, and for, like, on Main Street there for those buildings, I think the water's running out in the street.
Yeah. That's one thing that we're going to have to is hire a surveyor to come in and get some grades for us, because I understand we've got some grade problems. And also locate all the
utilities.
Sewer water. And they do all that research. And
yep. And, you know, it's the Tribal Sewer and Water Department, and they've got the drawings where those are, so.
Yeah, they've got their maps.
Yep.
And it's just that I like to see it on my map.
What's going to have to be done on retention of water, because there's going to be a lot more roof area there and for runoff and stuff like that?
Well, there's storm sewer in the road there.
There's storm sewer coming through here.
Yeah.
Is it sized to handle this additional?
There's storm that actually in that park, that big hole that's there, the pond, that's storm sewer.
Yeah.
That's the retention base.
Yeah.
I mean, since that's County Road D, is there any constraints that the county will put on?
We'll have to check with them, but I would hope not.
I don't think there's a lot of history of flooding here.
No, I'm talking about access on that big apron there coming off on County Road D.
That's going to throw off a lot of water.
Well, I mean, as far as access to a county road.
If the county has, if the highway department has any concerns, which, you know, we'll have to run it by them, but I would hope that they don't.
So, and your number here, this 1.75, will that include the paving of the drives? You know what I mean, the entrance, the apron and the...
Oh, the apron.
Well, those aprons...
It covers though, it covers all the mechanicals and all the cost, well, they got a list.
I would imagine.
It covers a contingency, contractors, overhead and profit, and architect's fees. It's all in there.
I would imagine though, those aprons, you're looking at concrete though, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, with that, you'd almost run concrete all the way out to the road.
Yeah, it'll be run out to the road, out to the blacktop.
Yes, Kate?
Then, like the next step, then you have to put out bids for the different companies for construction, cement?
Well, what we need...
Or how does that go?
What we'd also need to do is, you know, I wanted to have a, just for Glenn to present this to the board so that, you know, they got an idea and whoever else, you know, they have an idea. We would also have to have a special town meeting to authorize the board to build it.
Oh.
To start with, and then we would be going out for bids.
Then they're gonna hire me.
And then, yeah.
Seeing I've been donating all this.
Then we'd go out for bids on the construction end of things to find a contractor to build it. You know, the town would have to go get a loan. That would be part of it. I believe that would come in though after you have approval from the town meeting to build, and then you go and, you know, find financing for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once we get some working drawings done, I can pin the cost down a little bit better.
Yeah. But really, you know, even with a 1.75, you got it pinned down pretty close. I would think err on the side of caution with the higher number to begin with anyway.
Plans if you come in under budget.
No. No, you come in under budget, well, everybody be happy.
Well, you never know. I mean, I've got a lot of money in there for doing work in the old barn and fire protection for the old barn. Raising the roof over the training room. No, that's not going to be a cheap operation.
No.
But it does gain you about 2,000 feet real quick.
Which is
storage.
A lot of needed storage because that's part of the problem of what's causing our problem.
Yeah.
Are we looking at a flat roof on this?
Pardon me?
Is it a flat roof or?
Flat roof, yeah. Well, it'll be interior thing.
I mean,
yeah, it's basically a flat roof.
Okay. So the old fire barn will be totally 100% usable during all the new construction?
Oh, no. We're not going to really affect that in any big way. I mean, it's going to be completely usable. The only area that we're really going to be tearing apart is this one. Right up here in the meeting area.
Yeah, we'll still be able to keep the equipment in there.
And the hose tower sits right here, so we're just going to knock the wall out and get access from both sides.
So now with the facade of the new building, are we going to match that to the old, or are we going to just update everything?
That's really up to you. I mean, the easiest thing to do would be to match what you've got, which is, you know, concrete block. And Tom and I have talked about maybe going with a split face block, but if we've got to tie it in with the old building. You know, we could go Minocqua and spend $200,000 or $300,000 on brick and all kinds of good stuff that is not real efficient as far as cost-wise.
But the old building is going to be updated. I mean, it's not going to have this old building and then this brand new pretty building next to it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'd be better off just tying the whole thing together. I mean, basically, it's the doors, the door openings and masonry, and then repainting the old building. I mean, I didn't see any problems with it. I couldn't find any, you know, structured dambies or anything else in that old building.
I think we did that T-111, what, about 6 years ago, Tom, on that wood part?
Yeah, but that's been, we got steel over that now.
Oh, okay.
So that's covered up, that, the old part. I don't, I'd like to see this wood face black too, you know, on there, on the new part, but our old part, the new old part, it is just painted black. You know, so if you went with a split face and, you know, a band or two of a different color in there, you could paint around the building, the old part like that, I would think.
Just match it.
Possibly, you know, instead of making a new old looking building.
Yeah.
Is what you were getting at.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that the new part was gonna be updated. We wanted this old ugly old building sitting next to a pretty new building.
I think very few people are gonna walk around it though and give it an aesthetic critique.
No, but you like a little pride too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the view from D will be a lot of access for people driving by, so it'll look nice. On the old barn, are you, none of this 1.75 includes any work on the old barn, or it does?
Well, other than
door widths and heights?
Repainting.
And the roof.
And reconstruction of this.
So you're not making the bays wider or taller?
Oh, no, 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 that would really run our costs up. It would be almost impossible to get these doors bigger. That would be, we'd almost end up going to three bays and rebuilding the whole front of the building, which we could do, but the way the framing is, we'd end up having to shore up this whole roof. It'd be a real bear.
So you're better off using it for the storage of your smaller equipment and storage in general and leaving the trucks coming out of the new part.
Well, I thought the plan kind of was the ambulance would be in this end of the operation.
Yeah, then there'd be less traffic coming in and out, backing in. See, does it go a lot more?
Do you really want both ambulances side by side?
I don't know, there's four doors, so you can possibly.
No, I mean, because some catastrophe on that side there where it shuts down, both access to both ambulances, whatever, a tree down or.
Wires down.
I thought that's why you had two places to begin with, so you're separating the equipment a little bit.
No, it was because just trying to go from side to side of town. It used to be that we just had one, and it was here. It was an old white station wagon.
The ambulances fit through those doors pretty well on the other side there.
Oh, yeah. The big doors.
Okay.
How often have we had both ambulances out at the same time? A lot?
Yeah.
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 Right
pick
now,
me up.
Nobody wants to drive down the Nobody wants to take the effort to drive down to Highway F. So by the time you drive down there from town to come back, Medic 5 can be out here.
Yeah, there was a time when we had staff that lived on F over in that area. So
yeah, that's what he was saying earlier.
Yeah, Jack Jacobson's and the Wagner's and Harris.
Harris.
And all kinds of people that were out there.
Shirley was in the area.
There's times if I'm at work, if I know I have enough responding here, I will go get the engine out of Alpha F because that doesn't get used that often just because of the location.
Okay. Any other questions from anybody? Well, then I guess what we'll do is sometime here in the near future, we'll have to schedule for a special town meeting.
Okay.
Appreciate all the work you've put in, Glenn.
Well, I'm a resident here. You guys have
you got skin in the game.
You picked me up a couple of times, too. When I went down the stairs and broke my neck.
Oh, my God.
and my back and my arms.
Much more you can break.
I was supposed to die, is what they said, but your people really took care of me. And then they strapped me down on a board, and I was on that board all the way to Marshfield. Talk about hurt.
I bet.
Board hurt worse than
The board hurt worse than anything, yeah.
And then we'll proceed with it.
Okay. Just let me know when the dates are.
Okay, I will do that.
Probably won't be until January, is that right?
Yeah.
At least.
Right now, we're in the midst of tax season, which is a bit hectic, but we'll schedule it. And we have to have the notice time anyway, which is more than normal. And then I'll let, you know, either I or Nancy or Tom will let you know, and we can plan for that.
If we can work this right, we can go to bid like.
Yeah, that's another question.
Late April and early construction in the summer, get the thing going.
That would be, yeah, that.
We will have to get a permit from the state, of course. And I don't know if the tribe has anything to say about it.
Not in terms of the permitting of the building.
No.
We will have to work with them on the water and sewer end of this.
Well, I work with Emerson a lot, so.
But it's in their interest too, for us to.
Jim?
Consider, if we start in summer sometime, what is the completion? By winter or by fall?
Oh, it'll be well closed in by winter. I imagine it would be first of the next year before you're really got it going.
First of 2020.
Yeah.
We have plenty of options for financing.
And the price is holding.
I mean, you could speed it up, but then it costs you more money too, so.
Yeah, I just don't wanna sit with an open building in inclement weather.
No.
Some of them are in that position right now.
We just started the buildings at Lighthouse. They're out there pouring concrete, you know. Tom's old place.
It works right either way. Pouring concrete winter.
Well, they got it all protected and have high early.
Put a lot of chemicals in it nowadays.
Yeah, they've got ways to do it, but I'm more worried about ground being frozen before they pour it.
Exactly.
But they've had it covered and heated. Pretty good outfit they got in there, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess seeing no more questions. Thanks for coming, and we would look for a motion.
I'll just leave this.
Yeah. We'll look for a motion to adjourn at 10:35. Motion made and seconded.
Get your phone.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Take a picture.